Artists in residence are usually invited to brainstorm and create work in museums, universities, or galleries. WBUR's Andrea Shea visited playwright Patrick Gaybridge in a graveyard to experience what he has unearthed over his 2 years in residence at Mount Auburn Cemetery in Cambridge.
If you're wondering what a playwright is up to in a place where the dead rest, you are not alone.
Definitely my family was like, you're working in a cemetery? What's an artist in residence do at a cemetery? It seems right. Do you live there? And no, I don't live there. And my job is to write plays inspired by the things that I find here.
Patrick Gaybridge discovered mounds of material walking through Mount Auburn Cemetery's woodsy 175 acres. Founded in 1831, it led the Victorian-era movement to create contemplative, not creepy, places for the living to commune in nature with the dead. 100,000 people are buried in its lush, landscaped plots.
This is part of a community that existed in Boston for, 100 years. So my job, I think, as a playwright, doing research is to dig up, like, how do these people know each other?
Gaybridge avoided famous residents like Henry Wadsworth Longfellow and Isabella Stewart Gardner. He wanted characters for his series of short, roving, site-specific plays that would examine the struggles of women, African Americans, immigrants, and the notion of American identity after the Civil War. Gaybridge chose the cemetery's founding architect, Dr. Jacob Bigelow, as a starting point, in part because his 19th-century views on race and gender could fuel conflict.
Patrick's written a play about Jacob Bigelow that shows him as a complicated man of his time.
The cemetery's development director, Jenny Gilbert, says an artist-in-residence fresh outside perspective examines the founder's Victorian ideas in ways staff here might not. For her, Gaybridge's 5 walking plays that cover 2 miles are an immersive vehicle to encounter the grounds and residents.
You really are able to think in a different way. You're sitting outside, you're watching actors, maybe you'll see a hawk fly by, and it's actually a very deep and moving experience. At the graves of the people who are talking to you, it's just kind of incredible.
Beneath graying skies, the audience meets Bigelow in 1872, not at his grave, but in front of his new mammoth American Sphinx monument to commemorate the Civil War's end.
I worry there isn't enough solemnity in the whole world for what this nation has suffered.
He's blind, but then he sees a woman, or her ghost, glaring at him.
Who is that?
Where?
What is she?
What is she doing here? Do you see her?
The apparition is another one of Gaybridge's Mount Auburn discoveries.
I ended up finding that Bigelow is involved with Harriet Hunt in that he denied her access to Harvard Medical School in 1847 and 1850, and she never forgot and never forgave him.
Even so, Harriet Keziah Hunt, the nation's first female physician, bought a plot in Bigelow's cemetery. For it, she commissioned a stone statue of Hygieia, the goddess of hygiene, from Edmonia Lewis, the country's first well-known sculptor of African-American and Native American descent. The two women confront Bigelow in Gaybridge's 3rd short play. It was written to unfold at Hunt's grave with Lewis's sculpture in the scene. But afternoon rain forced the action to move inside Bigelow's Gothic Revival chapel.
How could my learning harm anyone?
I voted to serve the best interests of the Harvard Medical School. A female presence would not be conducive to learning, nor would it reflect well upon the woman.
Oh, I remember the word you used. Inexpedient. It was inexpedient for me to attend. I was an inexpedient woman.
I might be one, too.
Gaybridge says he wanted so badly for Bigelow to say he's sorry to Hunt.
And he never would have said it. But I'm a playwright, and I get to say. So we get to imagine a scene where maybe it gets set right.
I might apologize.
Well, then, let us imagine an apology.
After the 2-hour performance, audience member Merle Kummer of Watertown says it's the most absorbing piece of theater she's seen, even if only half was outdoors.
I can't imagine a better way to understand what place means in history than to have an experience like this.
Sometimes we look back and things seem flattened out by history.
Here is Gaybridge again.
These are real people making hard decisions.
Just like we are today. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
The America Plays are being performed outside at Mount Auburn Cemetery tonight, Saturday, and Sunday. To see pictures, go to WBUR.org.